This is the PJ and Jim in the Morning Catch-Up Podcast. Catch PJ and Jim live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on Classic Hits.
Waking up happy with PJ and Jim on this Wednesday, 18th of September, 6:08, and
Game of Thrones.
I've been inspired to play that music in the background.
Boy, what's going on?
Because of the amount of WhatsApps that have come in, the likes of Greg and Balnaslow and Larbar and JP and English Ian, they've all checked in to say, it's a bit chilly out there, you know. Winter is coming.
Ah, yeah, it is a little bit. You can feel a bit of a change. Now, it was still a gorgeous day yesterday.
Yesterday was a belter.
Oh, it'll be
absolute
the same today,
belter. Yeah, absolute belter yesterday once you got into the day. But this, the old morning, like the old morning start is a bit more now. Oh, where did that come from?
I even was in the car this morning. Oh, thank God I have a puncture. Brilliant. Something to look forward to, eh?
You have a puncture?
Yeah, another. Another one.
Why have you been getting a spade?
I get them all the time. That Jesus yoke I have. Like, it's a great car and all, but Jesus. Puncture in Christ. You can't go anywhere without getting punctures in it. Oh my God, another one.
But is it run flats? You don't have to change it by the side of the road, right, do you?
Yeah, but those run flats are useless, man. They're useless. Maybe you could just fix the wheel.
Yeah.
And carry on with your life. And now you can't.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean?
Now they give you all these rules.
Oh, so
puncture.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
So there you go. So
anyway, there's something to keep you occupied. I'll keep you out of mischief for a while.
Will it?
Yeah.
I suppose it will. Because you can't do what you want to do. To go and give more people more bleeding money. You know what I mean?
Well, what a start to a morning, eh?
Yeah, sorry, you're in a bad mood. You know what I mean? You get out and the cars nowadays, flipping feckin' new cars. They don't just say you've got a puncture. You know the way they are. Bing bing. I know. Bing. Boom boom. I know.
And it keeps going.
I know. You turn the thing off so you can see the bing boom. Jesus. Stop it. I know.
Right. That's
I'm going to get you fixed. Thank you.
Maybe somebody will nip round. Will nip round, have it sorted. Maybe elves.
Is that puncture
like
elves?
Like the elves in the shoemaker. Maybe, but you'll walk down to your car now after the show and it'll be miraculously healed.
No, his name is Michael Schumacher. that'd be nice, all right, but I don't think so,
Anyway, it's, 11:06, Wednesday, 18th of September. Good to have you with us, folks, whatever you're getting up to. You can feel free to give us a shout, of course, as always, 087-188-0008. Somebody looking for a bit of a shout-out themselves, can you please wish myself, Fiona, and my daughter Megan, happy holidays. There's 11 of us heading to Orlando tomorrow for 16 days.
11? Wow.
Heading to Orlando.
That's amazing. Yeah, so
coincidental with their Orlando A-Go-Go thing.
Orlando A-Go-Go, yeah. So you never know. You might meet more Classic Hit people.
Yeah. One of these days. Anyway, enjoy Megan and Fiona. Have a fantastic time. Also, somebody said there's no sign of winter on the north side. He's out in the shorts, his north side
Tony. Look at him.
There you go.
Fair play to him,
There's enough hair on those legs, though, to, you know, he wouldn't feel cold now.
Yeah, he actually looks more in the nip on the part of him that's covered by the shorts.
Yeah, exactly.
He's that much hair on him. Fair play to him. Fair play, that's the way, like, it is. It's a lovely morning. But
and there's Brendan, loving the stuff, heading out for a 10K run, so obviously not feeling the chills at all.
Jeepers, Brendan.
10K run. Bar Lar checking in from Galway.
Bar Lar, how do you Bar Lar from there?
I wonder how Lar Bar feels about Bar Lar coming in.
No, we never heard. Once Bar Lar started jumping in, Lar Bar never came back to us.
Lar Bar was already on this morning.
Oh, was he? There you go. There he is. Look at him.
Yeah, where's he gone?
There he is. I see him there. Look.
Have you found him?
Lar Bar, checking in. A bit of a draft out there. Said Lar Bar.
There you go. Anyway, listen, 087-188-0008. If you want to give us a shout, loads going on this morning. I think we're going to check back in with the godfather of pork, that is Dermot Allen.
I think we should. He's gone down. He's made it to the, by all accounts, to the ploughing festival.
Yeah. They're having a ball down there.
The pork
now.
Father general, that is Mr. Dermot.
Absolutely,
pig lover.
We'll have to think of a good title for him.
I like the pork father isn't a bad name, is it? Makes it sound like a dangerous gangster who'd feed you to the pigs.
Feed him to the pigs, Owl.
Yeah, he's like that.
Stardust, music sounds better with you. Here are Classic Hits. Wednesday, 18th of September, 6:16. Thanks for hanging out with us, folks. About to take on the birthdays for today.
Damn straight.
Just looking through them, it's kind of, yeah, there's a couple of sporty ones in there. In fact, there's a majority of sporty ones.
Oh, good, right.
Yeah. Yesterday, mind you, we had an entire sporty team and it didn't quite go according to plan.
Yeah, you kept tripping me up with F1, though.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I can. It's safe to say there's no F1 in this at all.
Good,
and there's a couple of footballers.
Right.
Okay.
Okay, but this could be the job. We never know.
We're going to start with one that will take you back to your seedy past.
Ooh.
To when you were a dirty youngfla.
Jeepers.
No, as opposed to being a dirty elf.
Yeah, exactly.
God.
Have a listen to this, because it's this woman's birthday today.
We were up clearing out the loft and we got all my cuttings and I thought, oh dear, how do I deal with it? I think Lucy was about 7 and I said, look, this is what Mummy used to do, Lucy. And, you know, I just have pictures in the paper. She went, oh, Mummy, that's a lovely shot. Shame you forgot to put your bra on.
Who's it going to be?
It's either Linda Lusardi.
Yes, it is.
Ah, oh, there you go. Right.
Linda Lusardi.
Yeah, I think in fairness, if you're my vintage and you didn't know any better growing up, what a pair of whoppers. You are like, oh my God, you never see that like in your life. You are like, this is unbelievable.
It's extraordinary to think, isn't it, that was an era of itself, the Linda Lusardi and Samantha Fox and all that sort of stuff.
Oh, they were famous.
The whole thing of the Page 3 model, like, was it?
Yeah.
It was a whole thing.
It was a different era now.
That's what I'm saying.
Very different era. It was a real gadget. Lads.
That's when people on building sites used to whistle at you and everything. Can't get a whistle out of a lad now.
Yeah. You know what I mean? It was a very different time, that's for sure. But I swear to God.
Oh, man.
Many was the picture of Linda Lusardi was torn out of a magazine and kept in a back pocket. I'll tell you that much.
There was a thing. She was back in the news recently, actually. This will probably help with our age. Actually, maybe it's not that recently. Maybe it was last year. Because she did this photograph, right? And her daughter, the girl she's talking about there, Lucy, her daughter.
Yeah.
Took the photograph of her. Apparently there's a famous shot from way back in the day of her in a silver bikini.
Right.
And she replicated the shot.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And without being anyway sort of ooh-air misses about it, she looks absolutely fantastic.
Still to this day. Yeah,
could replicate the bikini shot from, I don't know, 40 years ago, 30 years ago, whatever it was. Mad.
You see, she's not. Although, this is the thing. What age is she?
Well,
she's like probably late 50s.
When you were a dirty young fella, right?
Yeah.
Looking at them.
I was only like, what age was I? I was young, man. They were the first pair of whopper boobas I ever saw. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I was like, what is this? So I would have been fairly young. I was like, whoa, whop, whop, a doo dop. I was like, I don't even know why things are happening.
Right, so Linda Lusardi, former Page 3 Stana.
She's. I would have said late 50s, but she might be a bit more.
Go on.
She's 61.
Yes!
Oh, my God.
Well done.
You can tell if you count the wrinkles around the nipples. Oh, I can't believe. Are you serious? That's amazing,
61,
right?
On the money. Oh, yeah, last God. Year was when she did that,
shot. That's almost embarrassing to do that. That was such, I can say, with that such accuracy.
Right, okay. The sporty ones. We're going to start with a... Well, you can't really call him a sports star anymore. Because he only went and messed himself up.
What?
Disgraced cyclist.
Oh.
Lance Armstrong.
Love Lance Armstrong. Love Lance Armstrong. And I'm going to say it now, and I'm going to say it loud, and I'm going to say it proud. He never did anything wrong. Not a thing. They were all at it.
This is your famous thing for the Drug Olympics.
Yeah. Look at cycling now. Who cares? Who cares? At least it was interesting when everyone was juiced out of their bangers. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It was like you didn't know what was going to happen apart from Lance Armstrong obviously winning the Tour de France.
And it does seem like everybody was at it.
Yeah,
I have to say.
Everybody was at it.
They gave us some fantastic documentaries.
They
the
really
whole documentaries
did.
About the cycling thing and all that is brilliant. What
they
was
really
that called
did.
Again? I can't remember now. There was the Icarus one.
There was the Icarus. There's so many of them.
Yeah.
And then there's a brilliant spoof all about it on Sky Atlantic, I think it is. It's very, very funny. Bizarre, but very, very funny.
About doping and cycling?
Yeah.
Are you serious?
And there's one person in it, right? And you just see the shadow of them and them talking. And it's a total farce comedy about doping and cycling. He goes, are you sure they can't see me? And then the light comes on and it's Lance Armstrong. And then they just say, look, we're just going to leave the light on. We promise no one knows who you are. And then you seem like you've just got a moustache sitting there going, yeah. Just don't tell anyone who I am, but I tell you, the trouble I'd be in if they thought I was having a laugh.
Oh, my God.
A legend. I mean, he was horrible the way he ruined people and destroyed people and all of that.
Yeah, he was a nasty.
But
doing the drugs, but he got a bit nasty with people, didn't he?
But I tell you something, I'm all for the drugs in sport.
Yeah.
All for them. I mean, it improves everything.
Yeah. World records would be fantastic.
Ah, I can't wait to watch the Olympics and the fella just does a long jump and he's like hits the wall on the far side of the stadium.
Yeah.
Pole vaulting out of the stadium. Ah, superhuman feats, and we're being denied because people want to be clean and fair. Jeez. I got to say, Lance Armstrong is 54.
He's only 48.
Is he?
Yeah.
Wow.
So obviously that must be the downside of the juice. Right, listen, we've two footballers to finish, right? Would you want one of our own first?
Yeah, go on, Tom.
Right, one of our own first, John Aldridge.
Johnny Aldridge, shout him out, Daddy had lost his touch. Did you care back? I got the Irish. You did it all again, I got the Dutch.
There you go.
Yeah, Johnny Aldridge, of course, there was a famous moustache now.
That was a famous one, yeah. And of course, he played for the old... Camden!
Yeah, no, less said about that, the better. Well, I suppose, no, today's a good day, thankfully, because Liverpool were wonderfully beaten in complete fairness by Napoli last night. Always a penalty.
No sign of drugs.
Always a penalty. Saw it in a tiny phone. Couldn't be wrong this morning.
Yeah, absolutely.
And, of course, he scored an amazing goal.
PJ's version of VAR. Yeah, saw it on my phone. Yeah,
that
absolutely.
Was
nailed on.
I had one eye open and I was in the middle of the morning. And then John Aldridge, of course, scored one of the most important goals for Ireland because he got us from the group stage into the second round of the 94 World Cup.
And, of course, we met him. We were chatting to him at Forever Young.
Yeah.
He was down hanging out at Forever Young Festival in the summer when we were down there doing the show.
A lovely fella by all accounts.
Ah, yeah,
it's just
yeah.
a pity he's so into the thing that he's from.
Yeah.
but I got to say that Johnny Aldridge is... He's 55.
He's 61.
Oh, my God. I'm really bad today.
61.
Apart from Lindsay Lissabrini's Big Bopaloobas, I'm very bad.
Exactly, yeah. I'm going to have to find ladies... curvaceous ladies to ask your birthdays off.
See, we're going to get into trouble there.
If
I'm just guessing the birthdays of curvaceous ladies. That's a radio show from the 70s.
Let's give you a final one and a final footballer as well. Former England goalkeeper. I think he might be the record holder in terms of caps for goalkeepers. Certainly the English goalkeepers. Anyway, it doesn't matter. Peter Shilton.
Oh, Peter Shilton.
Remember Peter Shilton?
Yeah, so they just made a statue of him in Belfast.
Did they?
Yeah, it's supposed to be George Best, but it's exactly like Peter. It looks more like Peter Shilton.
Right.
It was amazing when they did the reveal of it, and Peter Shilton is standing next to the statue, and it looks like Peter Shilton. And they're supposed to be saying it's George Best. It's so mad.
Yeah.
It looks nothing like
George Best.
And everything like Peter Shilton.
Peter Shilton must think, I didn't realise I was that popular over here.
Yeah, he must be thinking... Why did you write George's name on there? The less said, the better. Peter Shilton, he's not a young man.
No.
68.
Not bad. 70. 70. Still, the most important thing is you got Linda Lusardi.
If he had a good set of boobs, I would have got him.
Good stuff. 6:32. Thanks, John. And 21 degrees, I hear you say, in your weather forecast there.
21 degrees. What's the thing?
Excuse me.
18th of September. 21 degrees. Not
Where
bad
are you
at
now,
all.
Huh? Yeah.
Tell you something. You'd rather be here than in Greece now, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Well, of course, yeah. Absolutely.
Swanning yourself.
Yeah, with Tara, anyway.
Yeah. If it was on your own, you'd rather be in Greece, obviously. But once Tara's over there.
Indeed, the excursion never ends. Yeah.
By the way, what was the name of that boxer that you mentioned earlier on? You were giving the boxing story and you gave your man who he's fighting.
The Tibetan chap, yeah. Ooh. The World Championships, Senbatur Erdenebat.
Wow.
From Mongolia. You're either a throat singer or a boxer, apparently, in Mongolia.
They are life choices, aren't
apparently
they?
Apparently so, yeah. There's a lucrative business making the old throat singing. Apparently you have to really see it on YouTube to fully, you know...
Oh, you're not going to use a blast.
It. Not really, not myself, no. I think it wouldn't be Shanos now or anything like that. You know, okay. Very distinctive to the old...
Are you familiar with throat singing, PJ?
Not really.
Because you're a well-travelled individual, in fairness to you.
I've never been to Mongolia. Mike's been to Mongolia. Although, a throat singing and boxing. two careers that don't feel like they're going to end well.
It's kind of a niche market, isn't it, for the old throat singing boxers out there? You know?
It is, yeah.
Maybe that's what happens.
I wonder if there are any jewel players.
if there's
the
boxers.
Era of the jewel player ended with Teddy McCarthy, wasn't it? Do they have one out there?
I think that's the secret. I think you become a boxer. And when you've had enough punches in the throat, you become a throat singer. That's how you cultivate the voice.
Yeah, it's a very distinctive kind of, you know, hell tone. It just goes on and on and on.
Oh, we're going to have to find out what throat singing
absolutely.
Is.
Absolutely. The first reference to it I ever saw was in Frasier. You remember the old classic sitcom?
Yeah.
And they were big into, because they were always looking for, they were the original hipsters of the time kind of thing.
Yeah,
Frasier and Niles. And the first thing they said was Mongolian throat singing. I mean, where would you get it? I mean, the Americans were not going to appreciate Mongolian throat singing. They can't appreciate a whole lot anyway, culture-wise. So why do they have to appreciate Mongolian throat singing?
Yeah, take that, America. John has spoken.
Yeah, shove that up your heavyweight championship of the world.
Everybody's on this Mongolian throat singing, you know. Get with it, will you?
So John was into that years before, anyway.
Kim Wilde, Kids in America. Here are classic hits, Waking Up Happy with PJ and Jim.
In America.
And Betty Boo. With your Get Up and Go song just ahead of that, doing the do. Naturally, after our little chat with John in news, we had to find out what Mongolian throat singing is all about.
Yeah.
So. Now, I know that sounds like PJ having an episode.
It's me when I'm trying to get at peace with myself, you know what I mean?
So basically, it seems like all you do really is go.
Ah, no, there's a big sort of whistly thing in it as well. Listen. No, listen. Hear that?
He's whistling as
his neck.
He's whistling as he's hooting as well.
Yeah!
But it's part elf going.
That's the easy bit. We can all do that bit.
But you have to whistle at the same time.
And the reverb, he puts the reverb, natural reverb. Did you hear it? Hear that?
That whistle's not him.
And all the reverb and all. That's him, man.
Wow.
I wouldn't be surprised if he didn't have a bass guitar either, that even a bit at the end.
Boom.
I'd say that was him as well.
Right, so that's
it's extraordinary.
I kind of nearly had to hurt myself doing that Mongolian throat singing.
Yeah, well, you see, you don't just jump into Mongolian throat singing no more than you jump into boxing.
You can't.
You're going to end up being pretty sore.
Yeah, you need a bit of training.
Yeah.
You can't just assume it's an elf going.
I love the way you just keep doing it. You're making it sound like that's all he's. You know, he's a very gifted young. Well, he's not young. Maybe he's not, under the grand scheme of throat singers, maybe he's not that gifted, but I tell you something, he's not just going.
Right,
you know what I mean?
It's obviously
a very serious Mongolian.
No two ways about it. Quality.
Yeah, well, so we think it is. I think it is, anyway. Although Jim's not too pushed on it. Can't see Jim downloading the latest throat singing hits of the 90s, anyway.
Well, I don't know, you know. I might embrace the culture. Who knows? Hang on a second. Wait, there's Alan in Ennis, who knows everything about everything, says, lads, that Mongolian throat singing sounds like every song Ronnie Drew sang with the Dubliners.
Isn't that exactly what I said when we heard it first?
Yeah.
It does like, sound like Ronnie Drew.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
You can imagine it.
Raised on songs and stories.
But apparently, Alan and Ennis, according to PJ Gallagher, knower of all things, you have to be able to whistle at the same time.
Yeah, you have to be able to whistle at the same time. Even Ronnie Drew couldn't do that.
Yeah, well, Keith says, to be honest, PJ, the whistle must be up his arse because he just sounds constipated.
Unbelievable. You have no appreciation for the arts. That's what it is. You have no appreciation for the arts, yeah.
Ah, right. Very good, very good, very good.
Telling you.
Okay, what else have we got? Somebody's saying that your punctures, the fact that you're getting punctures so often, it's happening a bit too often to be coincidental. They think you're being targeted by a Keep Northsiders on the North Side group in Dunleary.
I wouldn't be a bit surprised. I tell you something, I wouldn't be a bit surprised if the boat shoe brigade were out slashing me tires.
Maybe that's it.
Trying to keep me over the other side.
Maybe that's it.
You're not getting rid of me now.
Greenskeeper Jim's been on to say, morning, lads. Being cold is just a state of mind. And I don't mind telling you I'm feckin' freezing.
Well, there you go.
Mary, on the other hand, says she's just been out for a walk with the dog and it's absolutely lovely out there.
I think it's a lovely morning,
and
yeah.
And we have to say hi to...
It's just a jacket morning. We're just so... Irish people, we just love to exaggerate everything.
Exactly.
All of a sudden, it's below 10 degrees. Jeez, I nearly got stuck to a lamppost. It was so cold.
I have to say hi to Antoinette as well. I forgot to give her a mention earlier on. And also to Daryl And all the boys who are listening, they listen every single morning. Happy Wednesday. Happy Wednesday to you, Daryl and chaps.
Happy
and all like
Wednesday, Daryl.
Yeah.
Happy Wednesday.
Somebody else says that Mongolian throat singing sounds like Ronnie Drew, but only after 14 pints of stout.
Yeah, that's where the
whistle
comes
forgotten
in.
The words. Where he's forgotten the words.
It's an old coat hanging up where my old coat would be. That's your man singing in Mongolian. You're drunk, you silly old fool. And people are, you cannot see.
People are getting very... I tell you, PJ, it's shocking to carry on here. Look, somebody's texting in to say, who's this now? Let me find out who is this who's cast taking your name in vain. Anthony B. That throat singing is the opposite to what PJ can do with his hole.
I don't even understand that.
I know, or I.
It just seems
quite personal.
To what I can do with me hole. Does that mean I have a very silent hole?
Must be, I don't know.
Or does it mean that
you can take whatever compliment you want from it.
Or does it mean I have a very tight hole? Is
maybe,
that what that is?
You're more, maybe yours is a bit more high-pitched.
That's a funny piece of abuse to get this time of the morning, isn't it? That trout singer there, the opposite of what you do with your hole.
What? Right.
That's my hole. The other end. It's the opposite end of the scale, yeah.
Off the scale.
There's, sorry, Jim, right. I've got a fart. It's a big one.
Right, listen. We better move on. Throat singing has led us down a strange path, it has to be said.
Yeah.
Strange path. I didn't expect going there this morning.
I didn't know I had a professional career that I didn't take up with me hole.
087-188-0008 if you want to give us a shout. Of course, Orlando, a go-go on the way just after 7 o'clock. We'll give you another chance to get involved and you could be winning that fabulous 10-night break courtesy of touramerica.ie and Visit Orlando. That's on the way after 7, along with the Hitbit. How much is that on the Hitbit today?
Oh, 700 and... Oh, jeepers. €720.
Lovely.
No, 700. It would be 30 today. No.
Right, tell you what, we'll find out
20
after
euro.
After 7.
€720.
Yeah, that's on the way. We'll be checking in, as we said, with Dermot Allen. He is our man on the spot. He is the Pigmaster General. He is the Pork Father. He is there at the ploughing. Going to see how it went yesterday, what's going on, and what's in store today.
It's going to be...
We feel like outsiders, don't we?
We do. We are outsiders.
We've been excluded.
We did the story and all about it yesterday, and apparently city people of Ireland, really... don't get it, but of all of the city people, the Dubs are the biggest cynics. They just said there's not much to it, only politicians, wellies and cows.
Sure, yeah.
And cow.
So we're going to dip our toe in the old ploughing waters again a little bit after probably 8 o'clock or so. And actually, speaking of which, yesterday was a very significant day and we decided to mark it. We'll be unveiling our brand new song.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
A bit later on
Country
in the show.
Music Day yesterday. Another thing Dublin people don't know a lot about, but
exactly,
we went for it.
Exactly, and aren't very good at, but
we
so we embraced it.
We went for it. New we song on the way.
We'll stick around all on the way. And as I say, 087-188-0008 if you want to give us a shout. Shania Twain, That Don't Impress Me Much. Wednesday morning, 18th of September, almost 11 minutes past 7 o'clock. Thanks a million for waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Being Wednesday, it means, of course, that we are now just days away from the start of the Rugby World Cup.
The Rugby World Cup, of course. Ireland taking on such giants as Samoa and Russia and Scotland. Are they good? Yeah, I've heard of them. They're in the group there. This is me attempting to be a bandwagon fan. Yeah.
This is, I mean, in fairness, you know, PJ, now ever since his move to the south side of Dublin, he has, in fairness, attempted to embrace ruggedy ball. It hasn't gone well so far, we'll grant you that, okay? But he is determined that this Rugby World Cup will be his induction. And just like he once wasn't a League of Ireland fan, and now he's arguably one of the most ardent League of Ireland fans in the country.
Oh God, I don't go that far now. But
and now he's attempting to do the same with rugby. Just to let you know, by the way, in fairness to PJ, okay? I mean, okay, he's here with us, naturally, thankfully, doing the show. But, I mean, he could have been out there and... He could have been representing Ireland like this guy, for example.
Yeah, my apartment's going to be stacked full of lads. There's going to be 10 lads coming over for the whole thing, so it's going to be absolute carnage.
There you go. So it's going to be absolute carnage.
Carnage.
Total carnage.
That was the guy that was on the news last night.
It was, yeah.
It's getting the lads coming over. It's going to be absolute carnage.
Carnage.
You know, like that talk about, that's...
So that could be you, PJ. That's the, you're going
well,
to have to embrace
that. That's the baddest
that.
Accent ever. And that is the most Ross O'Carroll Kelly accent of all time. You can't, in fairness to RTE... You couldn't have done that last night. You couldn't have promoted Ireland and Irish people going to the World Cup in Japan without having that accent. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's exactly like, what you expect a rugby fan to
It really is. It's the most manufactured accent I've ever heard. Like, but did anyone talk like that 50 years ago? I don't think they did. Where that accent came from, and it's very, very specific place in Ireland where it comes from, and Dublin where it comes from. It's the maddest thing.
It's great.
People in Japan, does everyone talk like you? Absolutely. Well, not everyone, but everybody I've ever met. I'm just being a mocker anyway, now. I'm just mocking the poor fella.
This is the beginning, right?
Did me no harm, and here's me looking, not only slagging him off, but playing him out and all.
Him after spending daddy's fortune getting to Japan to support the boys in green.
Yeah, having carnage on our behalf.
Anyway, listen, this is the start of PJ's induction.
It's the great game of rugby.
So what have you learned so far?
Right, I've learned that, right, the games are on at mad hours, right? So we're playing Scotland at like 8:45, right?
Yeah, in the morning.
Yeah, and then 8:15 we're playing Japan when that match happens. And then Russia at 11:15.
Right.
That's not all in the same day now, sorry. Just for those who are like myself and not too astute with the rugby. They're not all in the same day. It's not a blitz scenario. Also, there's a list in the paper of what to expect when you get to Japan. Because Japan, not the most famous rugby nation you would think, but they're really getting behind this. And for people who haven't been to Japan before, well, it's not the most... It's a very unusual country. Like, I haven't been to Japan myself. Landing in Japan feels like you've landed on the moon. It's, like, so different. It feels like another planet.
Yeah. And you know what the beauty of it is for a World Cup? Because I was at the infamous Football World Cup in 2002 in Japan, right? And to be fair, when they say, listen, we'll host something, they embrace it.
Like nobody else.
I mean, I think they're literally told who they have to support.
Then my sister lived in South Korea now. Well, I know that's not Japan, but they were the co-holders of that World Cup. And she was, they took paid people to be fans. And she was paid to be a Denmark fan.
Yeah.
And she had to do a course.
Everybody, to make sure that because it was Japan and they felt, you know, maybe it'll be too expensive for a lot of people to travel, you were designated a team to support for the duration.
She had to do a 2-day course on how to be a Denmark fan.
Yeah.
She was taken into it and taught all the songs and all. And given a t-shirt and a flag. And she had, we are red, we are white, we are Danish dynamite. She was made sing all these things.
And they get into it like this. I tell you, they were waving. The ones designated as Irish fans, they were flag waving harder than any genuine Irish fan.
It's mad, isn't it? Mad stuff. But of course, what do you know what the biggest sport in Japan is? Just to bash that out there, what do you think it is?
I'm going to go. I tell you, it's going to be one of two things, right?
Right.
Either it's going to be an indigenous sport like, I don't know, sumo wrestling.
Yeah, people think it's sumo.
Or it's going to be some sort of American import like baseball.
Yes!
Is
How
it?
Did you know that? You sniggled mistake.
The American thing.
You never would have guessed it. Baseball is by far the biggest sport, the most watched and most played sport in Japan.
Wow.
So for them to see Rugby Ball coming, a lot of Japanese have never heard of Rugby Ball before. In fact, they don't even know it's called Rugby Ball.
No, they think it's called rugby.
Whatever. So there you go. By the way, Irish fans going over with tattoos. Had this experience myself. Tattoos are very taboo over in Japan.
Oh.
Very taboo. They're associated with the Yakuza and gangsters and criminals and all that sort of carry on. So a lot of the people, when they go to Japan, want to go to the big baths and stuff, right?
Yeah.
Now, it says they're all banned in the paper. They're not. But you are banned from most of them. So if you have tattoos, they don't want
you
in there.
You have to cover up, do you?
You're not allowed in at all.
Oh
if you've
God.
Got tattoos. No, she'd be in there, Linda.
I don't think you'll find any of our lot with tattoos. I mean, it'll be carnage, all right, but it won't be. Tattooed carnage.
Oh, no, there would be like ones like, but it's a really meaningful tattoo I got in Thailand. A bit of that going on, I'd say. The highest number of vending machines in the world, so don't worry about the language barrier. If the language barrier is too much, you can always just jump up to a vending machine.
And you know you can get
5 million vending machines.
You can get fried chicken from a vending machine in Japan.
And hot coffee in a can.
Yeah.
Hot coffee in a can.
It's amazing.
And
that's what I'm saying, but the fried chicken is hot. It's like hot chicken from a vending machine.
It's just mad. Yeah. And you can get 200 different types of Kit Kats. 200 different types of Kit Kats. Kit Kat is the number one most loved sort of confectionery treat in the country.
200 types of Kit Kat.
Yeah, yeah. 200 with different flavours like sake, green tea, and even Kit Kat. And the flavour is known as European cheese. Yeah, European cheese. Yeah. Ah, you get a European cheese Kit Kat. So there you go. So you're walking into the unknown. A scandal a few years ago, by the way. So if you see something called Bashahi on the menu, I wouldn't get it.
What
right?
happened?
Because remember we were all up in arms here a few years ago because we found that there was a bit of horse in the Yale burgers. Right. Remember that? There's only a little bit of horse. And we all lost our minds. Well, Bashahi is raw horse and they love it. They love a bit of raw horse over in
raw
Japan.
Raw horse?
Yeah, it's called so. There you go. Listen up, people travelling. Bashahi, a raw horse meat. It's a common dish in the restaurants, served with grated ginger and a type of sauce called shoyu. So if you want to be eating the old bit of couple, you know what I mean? You may have a choice between a bit of a couple and chips or sticking to the old European cheese Kit Kat out of the vending machine. I'm not sure which one of those I'd go with.
It's a voyage of delicacies, isn't it?
I tell you, it gets even worse. Slurp your noodles, by the way. Being quiet is rude, apparently.
Robbie Williams, Rock DJ, 7:22. Here are Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Thank you for doing that. Susanna's been on just in relation to your 200 flavours of Kit Kat in Japan. Apparently a friend of hers brought her home a wasabi-flavoured Kit Kat.
See, there you go.
She said it was green and disgusting.
It sounds nice now. I'm a real sort of...
Wasabi Kit Kat?
I'm an awful sushi and chocolate muncher, so a mix of wasabi and Kit Kat together sounds to me...
Wow.
...like an adventurous territory I'd like to explore.
Probably appreciate this then, because Stu in Galway was on to say you can also get worn knickers from a vending machine in Japan.
Now, why would I like that? Why would I like that?
Just, I thought with your criminal past, stealing
what
them from
criminal
gyms.
Past? Oh,
stealing
for God's
your boxer shorts from gyms.
Was an accident.
And you wouldn't have to steal them. You could just buy used pairs from a vending machine if you were in Japan.
It was an accident. I didn't mean to take the man's knickers.
Yeah.
I didn't mean to do it. It was an accident. Jeepers, I swear to God.
It could happen to a bishop.
You rob one pair of knickers by accident here, and then all of a sudden the things you get accused of.
Absolutely.
You just can't. Some people just won't let that go. Not right, Jim.
That's it, pretty much. And by the way, can we just give a proper shout out to Tom Defoe, right? Because he says, I've been listening every day in New York to your podcasts. Two really good friends of mine have me hooked. I've been over in Long Island for 30 years now. And I'm hyped to see them. Can you say hi to Niall and Sue, who'll be driving to work between 7:30 and 7:30? Love the show.
Yeah,
by the way, congratulate them on the new house.
On the new house? I almost thought that said new horse. I was going to say, don't eat it. I almost thought that. So congratulations on your new... I think you said horse again. House, Niall and Sue. And thanks a million for listening to us all the way over yonder.
And thanks for converting Tom, which is fantastic.
Brilliant. Yeah.
087-188-0008, by the way, if you want to give us a shout.
It's time to play Orlando a Go Go. With touramerica.ie and visit Orlando.
But there you go, it's going to be Anne Cunningham in Tipperary having a go this morning. How are you, Anne?
Good morning.
Good morning to you. How are you getting on today?
Great. Now.
Yeah, now that you're on with a chance to win. Have you been kind of following this over the last couple of days, Anne?
A little bit, yeah.
And are you generally good at guessing the old celebrities?
Definitely not on air, no.
Oh, well.
Yeah, when you're under pressure on the phone, yeah.
I can shout at the radio fine, but no.
Well, we can all do that, yeah, in fairness. It's a little bit harder this way. But you'd be grand. It's a bit of an eclectic mix yesterday. You were all kind of singers yesterday. It's a bit different today.
Right, okay. So listen, PJ has the descriptions ready to go. Are you ready to give it a shot, Anne?
Yes, I'm ready.
Very best of luck. 40 seconds to get as many as you possibly can. Here we go.
She was a presenter at The Big Breakfast and was a judge on Ireland's Got Talent.
Oh, I don't know.
Blonde hair. She's got a sort of a Dutch name.
Her middle name sounds like a vehicle.
Denise Van Houten.
Yeah, that's it. She's a Donegal singer, lives in a castle in Killiney.
Enya.
Yes, so she used to be married to Tom Cruise. She's an actress as well.
Katie Holmes.
Yes, she presents a show with Philip Schofield every day.
Oh, what? Oh. Who? Just, Holly.
Yeah. She's a Scottish TV presenter. Does a chat show. Go on, I'll let you get... Go on, because I got the clue in. Go on, tell me who it is, please. Tell me who it is. She's Scottish. She does a chat show every day.
Oh, I can picture her.
Black bobbed hair. She's from Glasgow.
I know.
It's Lorraine Kelly.
Yeah, that's what we're looking for. Anyway, listen, Anne, the story is we got the same score as we did yesterday. It's a score of 4 correct answers for you, Anne.
Okay.
So I'm not sure how we got on yesterday. I don't know if it got through, to be fair.
No, we didn't. We didn't get through the net yesterday, unfortunately.
Well, you never know. Look, maybe other people will kind of stumble along the way too, and maybe 4 will be good enough.
And you know, like I said this yesterday, but it is true. We got 3 one day last year when we were doing a similar competition, and it was enough.
Yeah.
It got through.
So anyway, listen, and keep your fingers crossed. You never know.
It is
a great prize. And listen, who knows, maybe you'll get another chance to have a go at it as well. And have a good day.
Thanks a million.
Thanks for playing.
Thanks. Cheers. Good luck. Take care.
Bye-bye now. Yeah, Tears for Fears. Everybody wants to rule the world. 7:50 here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with BJ and Jim. And we have to say hi to Jason and Katrina, okay?
Hello, Jason and Katrina.
Because they're heading off to the UK on a road trip to, wait for us, the Duxford Air Show this weekend.
Amazing. I don't know what that is, but I'm betting it's amazing.
And apparently it's Jason's birthday treat.
Well, have
Duxford Air Show.
What it a birthday
like
treat.
It sounds like an epic.
It does, in fairness.
Yeah.
Not the birthday treat I'd ever imagined would come. I assume that came as a very big surprise.
Well, I don't know. To who? To the people at Duxford or to the people to Jason?
Ah, no, Duxford knows it's coming. maybe Jason's as mad as a goose. Who knows?
Classic Hits.
And now, the Hit Bit with the National Card Centre. If it's carding you want, then you're on the right track. See nationalcardcentre.ie.
Hit Bit. It's a bit of a really famous hit. It's a bit, just a bit from a classic hit. But what hit is it?
Hit Bit.
Oh my God, that wasn't just the 12-inch version. That was the full album remix.
A little too much in that. Oh, like you'd know. Sniggledy Mike over there, as if he's no. Look at him. He's trying to bring me back down.
Can I suggest one thing? Can we collaborate tomorrow, just one time only?
Oh, I think that's a good idea.
Is that a good idea?
That's only if you harmonise.
I'll go high, you go gravelly.
You got it. Let's do that. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah. Do you want to go high, Mike?
Yeah.
After the last time.
Yeah, I do. Yeah.
Yeah. We'll be flying, so we will.
Right.
Don't listen to the naysayer, Mr. McCabe over there. Right. So let's see what it is. £720 on the Hit Bit this morning. Off of you, if you can tell us what is this. And where does it come from? Jen, we got 2 dubs on the phone today. First one up is Jennifer Bourke. How are you, Jennifer?
Good morning. How are you?
Not
very
bad
good,
at all.
Jennifer. How are you?
Good. Fantastic. Great.
Oh, that's very good to hear. What has you in good form?
It's middle of the week, Wednesday. We're halfway there.
Brilliant.
Halfway there we are.
Glass half full.
Glass half that's full. We're all on the way.
Absolutely.
Right, so are you in work or anything?
Oh, no. I'm just here. I'm getting my daughter ready to go to school and then I'll be heading off myself.
Fair play to you.
Back to school?
Yeah.
Yeah. You got it. Right, Jennifer, I'll try and give you a few quid. What do you think it is, Jennifer?
I think it's vanilla ice, baby.
Oh. Yeah. Let's see.
Sorry to be so cold, Jennifer, but it's a no.
No problem. Okay. So.
Cheers, Jennifer. Oh. Have a good day.
Bye. See you, Jennifer. Thanks for having a go. They're good. Deal double whammy and everything, I'm telling you.
Yeah,
he's
back
on form.
When you were making up that pun, did you collaborate and listen?
Oh, see, Jim. Unbelievable.
Lads, you're all on fire.
Now, BJ, that was silence from BJ waiting to think of something. That always happens with puns.
Oh, yeah, because, and then the third person ruins the game.
Yeah.
Anyway, so, who's next?
Yeah, the third one. Oh, no, nothing to do. Ian is the next. Ian Doyle. How are you, Ian?
Hi, lads. How are you? How are things?
Oh, good, Ian. You sound in flying form as well.
Yeah, not too bad. I kind of got tricked into this, though. I was in the shower, and my girlfriend was on this day last week. She guessed Madonna, I think Ilo Benito.
Right.
And anyway, she threw me over the phone and said it was Magic Mike ringing and loving that
answer. I was talking to you in the shower, was I?
Oh, my God.
I literally just gotten out of the shower and a towel wrapped around my waist. So I'm here with a shotgun to the back of my head.
Oh, my God. So for the first time ever on the Hit Bit, we have a naked man being held at gunpoint.
Wow. Brilliant. That's a press release. That's
going to
happen.
Right, so let's try and sort you out then, Ian. What do you think it is?
On behalf of Rachel, the guess is Toto Africa.
Toto Africa.
Is it Toto? It's a no-no. Sorry, but that's wrong.
Okay, no worries. Thanks a million.
Go and put some clothes on, will you, Ian? Tidy yourself up there, for God's sake. It's daytime radio.
Cheers.
Good Laurie. See you later. Take care. Bye-bye. Imagine getting hijacked into it. She said, "Why? She could have had a go again."
Yeah.
I love the way she tried to sell him that magic mic rang the house.
When he was vulnerable, like, you know, semi-naked in the shower.
Yeah. Washing and then there's Magic Mike talking to you. That's scary, like, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Standing there in the nude, mind your own business here. Yeah, and what is your guess?
Sorry, what was that impression there?
You know the way Mike can sound a bit smooth when he wants to.
You do, I don't sound like that. When did I sound like that?
Never, I don't know.
You're drifting into cornage there now.
I am, I don't know. As usual, I'm talking complete rubbish.
Right, you can have a go with Damien Farrelly later on.
20 to 5, you can have another go with Damien Farrelly. He doesn't care if you wear trousers or anything at all either. So
he doesn't wear trousers.
Feel free, call him from the jacuzzi if you want.
Give it up from KC and the Sunshine Band here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Thank you for doing that. Almost 10 past 8. Should be plenty of sunshine around again today. Weather forecast is good. Maybe highs of 21 degrees. Looking good.
Looking like a deadly day again around the country.
Absolutely.
A summer that just isn't ending. The last days of summer.
Of course, day two of the ploughing championships in Carlow this morning as well. And we decided that we'd have to, you know, we spoke about this yesterday on the opening day. We felt a little bit excluded. We're not really clued in to the joys of the ploughing championships.
Not really. Like, we were talking about, there was a big survey yesterday explaining that city people don't really get what the fuss is about when it comes to the ploughing.
Mm.
Dublin people, even more cynical again. So we were trying to get our heads around it. And our man on the ground, the pig master general himself, Mr. Dermot Allen.
He is the Prince of Pork. He is the Baron of Bacon. As BJ said, he is the pig master general himself. Dermot, what's the story?
I'm traumatised, lad. Traumatised.
Why? Oh,
why?
Walked into the, opened up the tent yesterday morning, 8:05. Four West of Ireland women come galloping into the tent on the hunt.
On the hunt?
For men.
Five
lads from Cork. Five lads now. You're thinking, four women, five lads. This is going to be a disaster. Walked in, 21-year-olds. Now, these ladies are well over 40, like 19 years over 40.
Right. They're
well in their 50s. And they clamped onto them. Well, that was it. That was it for half an hour. The crack was mighty.
Ah,
good Lord. So, was it like a Listoon Varna?
Very much so. You want to see it? I'm just standing here in the car park where all the caravans are. And there must be 300, 400 caravans.
And are they all rocking?
There's a lot of smoke coming out of it anyway.
So this is another element then of the ploughing thing that we didn't know yesterday. So this is the thing, it's actually a matchmakers festival as well.
Well, that's what it's looking like. These women are looking for farmers with road frontage. That's all they said to me, and I passed them on to these five lads, 4 into 5. I don't know how that works, but anyway.
Wow, do you have a bit of road frontage, eh? What a fantastic line.
It's not something you read on Tinder every day.
It's not, to be fair. It's not something you normally see.
Don't crack though, you know.
So, come here, listen, Dermot. So how did day one go? What was it like? Was there
day one, no dubs. I didn't come across any dubs. They must be still celebrating Sam.
That must be it, yeah, to be fair.
You see, that's it. The dubs just go to ground, isn't it? So still no sign of them there at all.
And no politicians.
Ah,
really?
That's a bit of a letdown.
I think they're on the prowl today, though. I hear they're all coming today, so I'll try and interview Leo and a few of them, so we'll have a bit of crack with them.
Right.
The ice cream queues were 40 deep.
Right.
40 deep?
40. 40 people in a queue. Unbelievable.
Wow.
And you had
sunglasses. There was a lad selling sunglasses, yellow, purple, green, all different colours. Brilliant. Did a great trade.
Oh my God, I tell you something. Who would have thought? It's like this is starting to sound a bit more like Glastonbury than
it
the
is,
ploughing.
Really, isn't it? Yeah. And what's the plan for yourself then, Dermot? The pig master general himself, what's in store for you for the big day ahead?
I've been 15 years coming to the ploughing and I've never seen a bit of ploughing. So today, I'm going to take 20 minutes and go down and have a look at a bit of the ploughing. Because I think that's what it's all about. But the stands here are doing great play. Absolutely out the door. I was talking to Cormac Taggin there, the Taggin crowd that do all the tags for the years for the cattle and the sheep and the pigs, and they were out the door. There was five girls talking to every farmer that came to them.
Wow.
So we're halfway into an endurance test, so it's endurance
and
test,
come here, listen, Dermot, I have to ask you as well about last night number one. So obviously we've heard about what happened with the four West of Ireland women and the five Cork farmers, but was there good crack going around the place last night?
Oh, geez, you want to see the crack. Like, the information girls, the security, even the guards are in on the crack. Like, the thumbs are up, they're leaping around the place. Like, if I told you what went on, I'd have to kill you.
Right. Yeah, like, I have to say, there's a shady element to you there, James. Yesterday you were full of chat. Today you're kind of, this was happening. But you can't know too much. Yeah. That was happening, and you can't know too much. And you've told us more about earrings for Catherine now than you've told us about that, Nils.
Bear in mind, it is, you know, family radio, of course.
It is, of course, and that's why I'm keeping it nice and calm, and we'll see what happens today, because the sun is out, the car park is full already, the people are streaming in already, and that doesn't open till 9 o'clock. So all the exhibitors are gone in and they're having the crack and everyone's chatting to everybody, but the guards are absolutely brilliant. They've kept the whole thing moving.
Cool.
And did you get any bargains yourself? Did you buy any of that ice cream or sunglasses around Dermot?
I bought a couple of tags.
Couple of earrings. Yeah. A couple of nice earrings for the pigs.
Oh, I tell you something, your pigs will be only delighted when they come back and you've got the presents and the sunglasses, ice cream and ear tags for them.
Electronic ear tags, let me tell you.
Oh, top end. Listen, Dermot, thanks a million. You take care of yourself and mind out for those West of Ireland women, right?
I'm just the matchmaker. That's all I am.
Keep yourself pure, lad. Keep yourself pure, boys.
Have a great day, boys.
We'll check in with you again. Cheers, Dermo. Take care of yourself. Bye-bye now. I tell you something. We're going to have to go, PJ.
I have a funny feeling Dermot may have let the party start a bit late last night, did he?
Well, I tell you. He's a different man today than he was yesterday.
They've
combined Listowel-Varna with Glastonbury with you name it. And there's a bit of ploughing in there as well.
Yeah.
Earrings for sheep and cows and
pigs' ears, pigs. Everything, the whole lot.
Pigs' ears.
It's amazing what's going on. I tell you something. We're missing out. I think we're going to have to indulge ourselves in the next year. Turn up and all with the Dublin jerseys and the whole lot and just go for it and see where we end up.
Absolutely. Embrace it, PJ.
Yeah, no bigger pig than me.
Yeah, Girls Aloud and Love Machine. We'll have to play that for anybody who's at the ploughing at the moment looking for a lad with a bit of road frontage.
You got it.
I'll tell you something, it's an extraordinary quality. Nobody ever taught you that when you were growing up, PJ, did they?
What exactly is road frontage? What does that mean?
It means your farm goes out onto the road. I don't know.
I don't know either. I just thought, is it a front garden? Is that what that means, a front garden?
Well, road frontage, I don't know. It means... That's a very good question, PJ, and I'm the wrong person to
ask. See, the both of us just pretended we knew it. We were just kind of went with it.
We went along with it.
Road frontage. Even Googling it doesn't make sense. You know what I
mean? Yeah.
Road frontage.
Must be something specific about if you're, you know, there must be something extra special about having your field at the front.
Right. So I understand that the term roadside frontage applies to that length of the front of one's property at the side of a road or a boreen. Even though one owns the land extending to the middle road of the boreen, there's actually rashes. Yeah.
You see, that's what happens, and that's why we try to embrace. We are trying to embrace these things. You know, we did say that we felt a bit excluded. None of us, in fact, not Magic Mike even, have been to the ploughing ever. So we were trying to embrace the culture and the traditions. Just we're a bit lost, to be perfectly honest.
Yeah, and now I have to find out what's a boreen.
Ah, here, look, somebody's explained it to us. It means the land is worth more for building houses.
That's what it means.
Somebody has said. Somebody else says, road frontage is the land that goes along the road and you can build houses on the land or sell sites. Ah, so that's it. So if you've got farmland, it's farmland. But if you've got a bit of road frontage, there might be a bit of a market for building houses on it.
Okay, right then. There you go. So what's a boreen then?
It's a very small road.
A boreen?
Like a lane. Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah, I think so. Thanks. Cheers. Mike has just nodded approvingly.
I didn't know what it meant, but I always thought a boreen was something that a duck did, or it was something to do with water. Yeah, I always would have, a boreen. It's definitely something to do with water. It's where a duck lives or something, I would have thought.
What's the connection, buddy? I'm struggling here.
Well, obviously, Jim, there is no connection, is there? But I thought there was. I always thought it was something to do with water, like it was where a duck lived in the water or something like that. You know what I mean? That's what I thought. I don't know. Now you're looking at me like I've lost me marbles.
Where do you go? Yeah. I'm going back to me boreen, for God's sake. I'm sick of this.
Yeah, I would have said, I would have used boreen as a slang term for my nest.
Yeah.
Or house or whatever, yeah.
Good for you, buddy.
So it's a small road.
Go back to your boreen. It's like a lane.
Like you'd get a car up a boreen, would you?
Well, I don't know. It depends on how big your boreen is. And you certainly wouldn't get it up if it was where a duck lives.
Yeah,
anyway.
It depends on how big your duck is.
So listen, we are embracing new things, including yesterday was International Country Music Day, something that none of us are well versed in, but that didn't stop us, did it?
Another thing that none of us are well versed in and doesn't seem to stop us having a go. So wait to hear what's coming next.
Doobie Brothers, What a Fool Believes, here are Classic Hits. Waking Up Happy with PJ and Jim. Thank you for doing that. 24 minutes to 9 o'clock. Breakfast table quiz on the way. As PJ mentioned, of course, it is a bit of a score to beat. 13 to beat. But look, somebody can do it. A few days to do it. Why not have a go? 087-188-0008 if you fancy having a bash at the breakfast table quiz. Now, in the meantime, we said we were trying to embrace a number of things. PJ's trying to get into the ruggedy ball.
I'm actually looking at it here. Researching all the games and what's going on in Ireland's history in the competition. So never been out of the quarterfinals by the look of things.
There you go. And of course, as you know, earlier on we were trying to embrace the whole ploughing thing, because apparently Dubs came out as the most cynical city when it came to the ploughing championships.
Yeah. So
we're trying to change that.
Yeah, I just found out that Boreen isn't where a duck lives. Yeah. So there you go. So
and you
that.
Found out it's actually called what?
A duck house.
Yeah, who'd have thought it?
Yeah, duck house.
And the other thing that we said we'd try, yesterday was International Country Music Day, and again, none of the three of us have any real grounding in country music, to be fair.
But that never stopped us doing anything. Look at us, we're always trying new things here.
Exactly.
We may be lost dubs in the world of country music, but there you go.
Yeah. And of course, we all put our heads together, we put our wits together, which combined comes to about a half a wit.
So,
doesn't it?
One big group, our band is now called Halfwit, has come together, and Halfwit have released their new single, and this is the new single, Sung By.
This is going to be taken. This is going to be going up the country music charts, big style.
I would imagine it will.
I'd say Cliona O'Hagan is absolutely beside herself with fear.
I'd say so. Wild Jim Hipcock himself, that's what we're calling him. That's what we're calling him. He's singing the song that is all about him and where he lives.
I think you'll find it's a duet.
Well, there's a little bit of play, you know what I mean? You have a bit of backing vocal, grand. But it's a song sung by Wild Jim Hipcock, and it's about Wild Jim Hipcock's life up in the Wicklow Hills. And I think, to be honest with you, it's going to make you pretty emotional.
Right.
I honestly think it will.
Here we go.
Here's a little story about a man who left Dublin a long time ago for a little town called Narnia, where nobody else would go. He always was a wanderer. Jimmy, tell him your story.
I've been walking these streets so long. Now Finglas has been and gone. I know every crack in these tiny footpaths of Roundwood.
Yee-hoo!
Where farming's the name of the game. And cyclists are such a pain, it's so bloody insane.
You tell them, Jimmy!
There's been a load of compromising.
Yeah!
Now Narnia's on the horizon. But I'm gonna stay where Daniel Day-Lewis will be.
Yep!
Like a Roundwood cowboy. Like a Roundwood cowboy.
Did your horse just yawn or is he laughing?
Getting cards and letters from people I used to know.
Good old Jimmy.
Cause there's no signal on the phone.
No signal on his phone.
And he's still up there somewhere in those there hills. If you ever see him, you just tell him his buddy PJ was asking for him.
Wow. You're right, it is kind of emotional, isn't
Jim,
it?
Jim, will you stop?
Isn't it kind of emotional?
Very much
That's
so, you
why
nailed it.
Country music songs, they do get very emotional, don't they?
You're Wicklow's Big Tom.
I tell you, it's an extraordinary kind of thing, really, when you think about it.
Ah, stop, Jim. Well done. I mean,
story of a life. Story of a life spent in, you know, the forests.
Ladies and gentlemen, once again, Halfwit. There is a chance to go on tour with this. Halfwit. Or even better, because country always has a name of a singer and a band, so it should be Big Jimmy Hipcock and the Halfwits.
Big Jimmy Hipcock.
And
that's
the Halfwits.
Not something you'd want to misspell, really, is it?
No,
How
I don't.
How are you feeling about that, being part of the Halfwits, Mike?
I will gladly be part of the Halfwits.
Yeah, for sure.
Right,
we're all
okay.
getting in.
Lads, I'm thinking Eurovision here.
Eurovision? Yeah. Wow.
Yeah,
that's
we
impressive.
Might have to pen a complete original for the Eurovision. In other way, they won't let you sort of, you know. Like, I know.
Yeah, as we know from Father Ted, even if it is a dodgy B-side. Yes.
The El My Lovely Horse and all. Yeah. But I think, lads, we've nailed it. We are going to be the first Dublin Cowboys. The first Dublin Cowboys.
I don't
know
the first Dublin Cowboys.
Well, the first, yeah, you're
first
right.
Dublin Cowboys weren't trying to sell something.
Yeah, look at it. Yeah, I know. But they had chaps bigger than all of us. So did this.
Breakfast table quiz on the way.
Oh, come on.
The breakfast table quiz.
It's time for the breakfast table quiz. Win the best prize out there is. Try to get the biggest score. Hope the next call gets some more. It's the breakfast table quiz.
With Julie Kilmartin's educational services in Ennis and Limerick. For exam success, it's got to be julies.ie.
Now, Cork's newest four-star city centre hotel is located right in the heart of Cork's shopping, entertainment and business district. It's called Maldron Hotel Cork. You can dine, party and sleep on the mall at Maldron South Mall. Check out all the information, everything you need to know. MaldronHotelSouthMall.com is the website for it. Everything about the Red Bean Roastery Coffee Shop or the Grain Grill Bar or the large spacious rooms, the complimentary Wi-Fi, the Chromecast TVs. Find it all on their website.
But 13 is the score to beat this week, so it's a bit of a whopper. So 14 or more will put you into the lead, and let's face it, if you get it, you're keeping it. Now, Ronan Bonner and Cork is going to have a go today. How are you getting on, Ronan?
Not too bad, yourself?
Not bad at all, thanks very much. Yeah, what's your plans for the day?
I'm working away here, so not too get the day on, I suppose, and go home to the kids. And
yeah.
With them to get them to bed, that's about it.
Oh, good stuff. Right, so you're a well-chilled-out, well-thought-out man, then. Are you good at the old general knowledge?
Well, we'll find out now in a minute, but
we will do. Look at this. This fella taking no prisoners. That's a very northern accent to be down the south of Cork.
I got snared by a Cork woman.
It happens.
They do that to you, don't they? They do that.
They do. You don't get a Cork woman away from her mother.
That's
so.
It. They're like sirens. Like sirens they are, Ronan. Right, listen. Exactly. So it's a bit of a challenge for you. It is 14, but it is doable, Ronan. We've had plenty of times that we've scored more than 14. So 14 is what we need from you, minimum. If you can get more, well, that's all the merrier. You ready to go?
Yeah.
Here we go.
What is the name of the grass skirt traditionally worn in Hawaii?
Pass.
Hula skirt. In astronomy, the sun is mainly made up of helium and what other gas?
Pass.
Hydrogen. In what ocean does the island of Mauritius lie?
Mauritius. Indian.
Yeah, in the game of chess, which piece can move two squares forward and one square across?
Bishop.
It's a knight. Which football team had a UK top 10 chart hit called the Anfield Rap?
Liverpool.
In 1991, who resigned as president of the Soviet Union?
Yeltsin.
It was Gorbachev. Which American city is served by LaGuardia and JFK airports?
JFK, New York.
Yeah, Ho Chi Minh was the leader of what country from 1945 to...
Vietnam.
In what industry does the cartoon character Homer Simpson work?
Nuclear.
In what card game are a full house and a royal flush very strong hands?
Poker.
What is PM an abbreviation for, as in 5 PM?
Meridian.
Yeah, which fairy tale heroine lets down her hair for the prince to climb?
Rapunzel.
Which actress starred alongside Tom Cruise and Jerry Maguire?
Nicole Kidman? No,
it was Renee Zellweger.
God,
Renee Zellweger, think of a different movie, yeah. God, you were flying when you got out of the traps. It just took you a bit to get there.
Got a bit of a shimmy on towards the end, all right. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 correct answers in the end. But as PJ said, that shaky start kind of nobbled you a little bit, Ronan.
Yeah, sure enough. Not to worry.
Not to worry at all. And it was a big ask anyway. So thanks a million for having a go this morning, Ronan.
Have a good day, Ronan. Take care of yourself, man. Cheers. Bye-bye. Right,
now,
so it means only 2 days left to do this.
2 days left, and I'd say we'll still be doing well. It is a big one. But sure, it's been done before. We've had up to 17. Oh, no, we haven't. 18.
Exactly.
18 is the highest score. So it is actually achievable. So
it is doable, yeah, for sure. So if you fancy it again, same time tomorrow, of course. If you want to register, 087-188-0008, you can get us on WhatsApp. If you fancy the idea of a couple of nights away in an executive room, by the way, at the Maldron Hotel Cork, dine, party and sleep on the mall at Maldron South Mall.
The Breakfast Table Quiz with Julie Kilmartin's educational services in Ennis and Limerick. For exam success, it's got to be julies.ie.
Classic hits.
I'm just jealous you got to sing.
Well, go ahead there, have a sing song.
Well, no, don't
do a bit of tainted
love. God, imagine if we started singing over them. No. I'd like to run away.
Sounds good to me, man.
You've been listening to the PJ and Jim in the Morning Catch Up Podcast.
Catch PJ and Jim live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on Classic Hits.